بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد وروي عن عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الغيبة والنميمة يحتان الإيمان كما يعضد الرائي الشجرة. حضرت عثمان بن عفان ذو النورين رضي الله تعالى عنه سيد رهار رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, two evil qualities, backbiting and carrying tales, they remove iman just like a shepherd removes leaves from the tree. As he hits the tree and the leaf starts to fall so that he can provide for his animals on the ground, the goats, etc. Just like that, when a person makes ghibat and he carries tales, then he is destroying his iman, referring to the branches of iman. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أتذرون من المفلس. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه mentions the famous hadith that we hear time and again, where Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, do you know who is a bankrupt person? Asking the Sahaba. So they explained that a bankrupt person is a person that has no money, has no silver coin, ولا متاع, has no assets. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم explained the real bankrupt person from my ummah will be that person that is bankrupt on the day of Qiyamah. Meaning, يَأْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِصَلَاةٍ وَصِيَامٍ وَزَكَاةٍ. He will come with the currency of the akhirat, a lot of salah, a lot of fasting, a lot of zakat, years and years of salah and fasting and zakat. He was a pious person outwardly, وَيَأْتِي, but there was something that he was doing. قَدْ شَتَمَ هَذَا, he was swearing someone. وَقَذَفَ هَذَا, falsely accusing someone. وَأَكَلَ مَالَ هَذَا, and he was devouring the wealth of someone unjustly. وَصَفَكَ دَمَ هَذَا, and he maybe killed someone, he shed the blood of someone unjustly. وَضَرَبَ هَذَا, and he hit someone unjustly. فَيُعْطَ هَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ وَهَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ. Each person, he will be recompensed. The oppressed will be recompensed with the good deeds of the oppressor. So the person outwardly was very pious. So Allah Ta'ala will say, right, take his salah, take his zakat, all his good deeds you will see just going and going. وَهَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ فَإِنْ فَنِيَتْ حَسَنَاتُهُ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَقْضِيَ مَا عَلَيْهِ أُخِذَ مِنْ خَطَايَاهُمْ فَطُرِحَتْ عَلَيْهِ ثُمَّ طُرِحَ فِي النَّارِ. And if his good deeds get depleted before all these people are paid their dues, then all he أُخِذَ مِنْ خَطَايَاهُمْ, their sins will be taken and it will be thrown and loaded on him. And then this person who came with so much of salah, fasting and zakat, he will end up being thrown into the fire of Jahannam. This is an authentic narration of Muslim Sharif. Allah Ta'ala save us, Allah Ta'ala protect us. We were speaking about حُقُوقُ ibad, the rights of the creation. And even the matter when it comes to the rights of the creation, that is between him and the creation. So we should pay attention to this when it comes to financial matters also, settle our financial matters while we are alive. When it comes to hurting anyone, make maaf, ask the person for forgiveness. If we had did something and we can't obviously now make amends for it, then make tawbah, istighfar, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his forgiveness. And if the person, for example, has passed away, and you read a lot of Quran Sharif or Durood Sharif and send the thawab to them and make dua that Allah Ta'ala compensate them on our behalf for the wrong that we had done to that person. Allah Ta'ala.